This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The election's only 5 weeks away, so that means a new documentary from left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore. It's called Slacker Uprising. But this year, Moore's got some unusual competition.
Okay, is the camera on? Okay, action! Here I am in the island paradise, Cuba, where there's a hospital on every block.
There's a new movie called An American Carol, which also stars a disheveled, overweight documentary filmmaker who wears a ball cap. The fictional character in this film is named Michael Malone, and it is the latest movie from director David Zucker. Zucker, working with his younger brother Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrams, was behind legendary comedies like Airplane, Naked Gun, Scary Movie, and all their various sequels. His new spoof is inspired more or less by Charles Dickens's Christmas Carol, but it's set in the present day and its target is the political left in America. In the movie, Michael Malone is out to abolish the 4th of July.
I love America. That's why it needs to be destroyed.
David Zucker, welcome to Studio 360.
A pleasure to be here, Kurt.
So where did the idea for this movie come from?
Well, you know, I had done some ads for the Republican Party for the 2006 election and for the 2004 election, and whenever we played them for people, it got big laughs in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea maybe I could do a movie that would appeal to that same crowd and would kind of poke fun at the far left.
Well, I'm glad you said the far left, because one of the things as I watched the film that I thought is, well, surely he doesn't think that that represents the left of center, that the Michael Moores of the world are anywhere close to the middle, right? I mean,
it is right now, the far left. Yeah, but are you trying to bait me now by saying Shirley?
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Okay, just so long we have that straight, because I won't bite at that one. But no, but you're correct. The Democrats have moved further left, and the Republicans have moved farther right, and there isn't much place for this reasoned discourse from the center.
Right.
And there are a lot of cliches to explode in that.
One of the premises is the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol premise, where ghosts, not from this protagonist's life, but George Washington and George Patton and other people, come back to steer him right. And we're going to play a clip of the Angel of Death, who is played in the film by the country music singer Trace Adkins.
Listen, punk, there are consequences for what you do. Let's go.
Oh, good. We get another field trip.
Can we go someplace cool this time, like Paris or Hollywood?
Now that's a good idea.
And what's going on here? Where are we?
Hollywood, just like you wanted. Only now it's called Bin Laden City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they kept all the buildings. Just changed the signs.
Oh, no. This isn't happening.
We lost the war on terror. Nice work. Great bunch of movies you made for the other side.
That is the character, the Michael Moore, thinly veiled Michael Moore character. Not even thinly veiled. The Michael Moore character in your film, An American Carol. There are certainly are people on the Republican side who make that argument. You know, you dissidents are working on behalf of the terrorists. Do you feel that, or is this just a comedic hyperbole?
Well, it's definitely a comedic device. And I don't think anybody on the other side is consciously working against America, but you do question why, out of all the stories about our military, they would pick, you know, the one story about the Marine raping an Iraqi girl. I mean, all these negative stories, and there's so many stories of heroism.
You're talking about the Brian De Palma film.
Right.
Which was execrable. I quite agree with you.
And it needs to be balanced. And, of course, I'm picking the worst, the most egregious of examples. But that's that's what we do.
Well, I'm going to get back to this film in a little bit, but I want to rewind, if we can, and go over your entire glorious career. You grew up in Wisconsin, and tell us about the moment that led to Kentucky Fried Movie and your kind of remaking of a certain kind of film comedy. How did that start?
Well, I suppose, you know, my brother and I were the class clowns and to a certain extent, and also Jim Abrams, our partner. I think all three of us were just kind of rebellious. And when we got out of college, we wanted to keep making jokes and trying to cause trouble, I think. And so I went down to Chicago and saw a show that was called the Groove Tube. It was in a loft in Old Town, and the audience sat on a gigantic waterbed and watched 70 minutes of what was then the first Sony videotape.
Hmm.
And I had never seen anything like it, and that was what my epiphany was. I drove right back to Madison and told Jerry about this, and I said, we have to start a theater, and this is what we can do.
And that's exactly what you did, and that became Kentucky Fried Movie.
That became Kentucky Fried Movie. Only after 20 minutes of live sketches, we would go to 20 minutes of video footage, mostly satires of commercials.
In the past year, over 800,000 Americans have died. Despite millions of dollars of research, death continues to be our nation's number one killer. Hello, I'm Henry Gibson, speaking to you on behalf of the United Appeal for the Dead.
Reviewers like Rex Reed couldn't believe that we would do something so tasteless and inane, but in gathering material for these commercial spoofs, we discovered the movie Zero Hour on late night television. Released in 1957, it was a black and white movie, and it had that exact deadly serious demeanor.
Put yourself in this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing, deadly illness.
We would leave our videotape recorder, which was then a reel-to-reel machine, we would leave that going all night just to record the late-night movies. And when Zero Hour came on, we said, hey, this is a pretty good movie.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
This makes us laugh just watching the seriousness of it. So that became Airplane.
I want you to get on the horn and talk that guy down. Now, you're going to have to let him get the feel of that airplane on the way. Then you'll have to talk him onto the approach. So help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
We would watch the serious movies and then put in our own zingers, and not even for public consumption, just in the room to be funny, and it ended up in the movie.
He'll never make it in this soup. Never. Not one chance, not me.
I know. But it's his ship now, his command. He's in charge. Boss, head man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain! Look at this!
I remember writing that one. What could we do to subvert the all-American image of airline pilots?
Uh-huh.
Of course, we weren't thinking on that technical level. We just kind of naturally wrote what we thought was funny.
I won't deceive you, Mr. Stryker. We're running out of time.
Surely there must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. And stop calling me Shirley.
Did you ever think that you would be able to cast the people like Peter Graves and Robert Stack and finally Leslie Nielsen, the sort of real,
that was,
real guys in these roles?
That was really our intention. We were going to try to get these real serious actors so that it would almost look, from the audience's point of view, like we had tricked them into doing the movie, and they didn't know what they were saying. And one of the challenges was to really sit on the actors and make sure that they didn't wink or try to be funny.
Uh-huh. Let's listen to a clip from another of your films, Naked Gun 2.5.
Gentlemen, I know you're all worried, and I agree. There's plenty to be worried about, like this solar power plant, already operational outside Los Angeles. Photovoltaic cells. They convert sunlight directly into electricity. An electric car, partially powered by solar panels. But the truth is, gentlemen, I'm not worried about any of these things, because no one's ever going to know about them.
The audience for An American Carol probably wouldn't love that scene.
Well, I would love to think that it's possible for Republicans to be environmentally conscious.
It's possible.
It's possible. And, you know, I still believe in that. And there's one scene where I wish I would have had more jokes. It's, you know, that we had, you know, one of our rules was called axe grinding.
Mm-hmm.
And if the political point you're trying to make in a scene overshadows the jokes, it usually doesn't work.
So. Right.
In an American Carol, we tried to, you know, keep it on a level of having fun.
You've worked in the past with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who are the creators of South Park. And I was, as I was watching your film, I was thinking of their movie Team America, which also skewered Hollywood liberals, including Michael Moore, as I recall. Did you look to them as for pointers on how to pull this kind of thing off?
Well, they did approach it more or less from the right, like I am, but it's very different. I think a lot of Team America was attacking the personalities, and it was so crazy, and it didn't really propose any serious points in it.
Right.
Except in the background.
Well, which is why I thought it worked, which is more difficult, as you're suggesting, about your movie, where you're really telling people in a straightforward way at certain points, some wars are worth fighting.
So they did it from both sides. That just wasn't the premise of this movie.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to approach it from, you know, the side that I really believe in.
The people you work with in Hollywood or don't work with, Hollywood knows, he's the Zucker who went off to the right.
And my brother wants me to make it clear everywhere I go.
Yeah, you're not Jerry Zucker. You're David Zucker.
I'm not Jerry Zucker. Jerry remains a true blue.
David Zucker is my guest today. In a minute, we'll talk more about the challenge of making right-wing comedy. And you'll hear something you probably didn't know existed, conservative folk music from the 1960s.
Do you want a welfare state in our land? Do you want a welfare state over here?
That's all ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International.
I'd rather be yellow red than true blue dead.
Stay with us.
The answer to this question seems to have caused a turmoil in the audience there.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
And now, the half-hour news hour with Kurt McNally.
Last February, Fox News started broadcasting its answer to Jon Stewart's Daily Show.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama admits that as a teenager, he sometimes used cocaine. This news sent Obama's approval rating among Democrats plummeting to an all-time low of 99.9%.
Almost everyone agreed that the half-hour news hour wasn't very funny, and it lasted exactly 15 episodes. Show business and the arts, when they get political, are pretty much a liberal monopoly. And my guest David Zucker knows a few things about that. He was on the team that produced Airplane and The Naked Gun. Now, after going through a political conversion, Zucker has made An American Carol, which takes aim at Michael Moore and the lefties who love him. David, why do you think it's true that there are so few conservatives in your world?
You know, I think it's an outgrowth of the 60s. You know, it's probably easier to tear something down and make fun of something that is perceived as being the establishment than to promote something, like to support the party that's in power. That's tough. In the ads that I did in 2004 and 2006, we could be anti, I could be doing an ad against Kerry or showing what was perceived as being appeasement by Madeleine Albright.
In a post-9/11 world, making nice to our enemies will not make them nice to us. On the contrary, to them, it is a sign of weakness.
That was easy to make fun of those things in those ads. For this one, you know, we're trying to support the military, and it's harder to do that and to make it funny.
Yeah. I mean, there is something almost inherently, if not incompatible, difficult about straight-ahead, old-fashioned, nationalistic patriotism and the kind of comedies you make.
I know. But it's almost the... I still see American Carol as being a little bit subversive because it's just so unusual to have this humor come from the right.
But Ann Coulter tries to be funny, for instance.
I think she's funny, and I think she does, but she's got to cut through by being outrageous and by making people angry. I think, you know, to a certain extent, An American Carol will make people angry too.
I mean, yes.
Some of politics has become outrageous, and so we're trying to point to that.
As you go about your daily routine in Los Angeles, do people like give you the finger or yell at
No.
you or sneer at you or anything?
No, they don't. They don't really. I think I don't know, that people just don't take me all that seriously. I think, I mean, the people that know me know that I'm just trying to make jokes. I really mean it as a comedy. I want people to laugh without, you know, without it being mean-spirited. Sometimes my son's friends come up to him at school. I mean, one kid said, I'm not going to be your friend anymore because I heard you're voting for McCain. So, I mean, I would never tell my kid not to, you know, think any less of anybody just because they're voting for one person or the other. I mean, I don't think it should get to be, you know, mean-spiritedly personal.
Right.
This whole, all this stuff.
Speaking of mean-spirited, I'm always skeptical of people who use that to describe comedy they don't like. However, I wondered if you had any qualms or wondered about proceeding with the scenes where you have the heroes shooting the ACLU zombie lawyers with shotguns. Was that ever a thing that gave you pause?
You know, it didn't. I mean, some people have pointed out that, geez, you're shooting lawyers. But, you know, it was, for me at least, you know, in the writing and in the production, you know, I always thought of them as zombies. It says, now we're in a zombie movie.
The hell out of this courtroom! Can't you shoot people? Get those people in the ACLU! Ah!
Try it, it's fun. First one's always the best.
The point was that they were zombies, not that we were shooting people.
Right.
And it's way over the top.
That it is.
And some people will think in a bad way and some in a good way. So, I mean, we'll see if this works. I mean, I don't see that a movie like this has ever been tried before. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I didn't want to do Scary Movie 17, so.
I understand. Good for you. David Zucker, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
David Zucker's new movie, An American Carol, opens this weekend.